说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello, Ellie's. This is Chinese Pod. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny, and we're taking you hiking
we
today.
We are indeed hiking. How do you say hiking in Chinese, Jenny?
爬山爬山
Now that's pretty straightforward because it literally means
climb a mountain.
Climbing a mountain. So that's hiking. Okay. What's the difference between hiking and mountain climbing?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, in English, we make a difference, right?
So hiking is you casually...
Yes. You walk, basically.
And climbing is you literally climb.
That's it. But you don't distinguish in Chinese.
Not really.
Okay, there you go. So there's our first little lesson here. So we're going to look at hiking. We're going to listen, of course, three times. And then we're going to do what we usually do.
Yes, and the dialogue is spectacular today.
It is.
Yeah. Let's listen.
对话第一遍
爬不动了，
我们才爬了半个小时。
我很少爬山，
你应该多运动。
一步一步来吧。
第二遍
爬不动了，
我们才爬了半个小时。
我很少爬山，
你应该多运动。
一步一步来吧。
第三遍
爬不动了，
我们才爬了半个小时。
我很少爬山，
你应该多运动。
一步一步来吧。
Wow, someone is tired.
Indeed.
So let's translate and see yeah, what happens.
唉,
爬不动了。
So I can't climb anymore.
唉,爬不动了。
I can't move anymore.
爬不动了。我们才爬了半个小时。
We've only been hiking for half an hour.
我们才爬了半个小时。
We've only been walking for like half an hour.
我们才爬了半个小时。我很少爬山。
I don't go hiking very often.
我很少爬山。
I don't hike much.
我很少爬山。你应该多运动。
You should exercise more.
你应该多运动。
You should do more exercise.
你应该多运动。一步一步来吧。
Well, one step at a time.
一步一步来吧。
Yeah, it's step by step.
一步一步来吧。Step by step.
Indeed.
That's sort of our company's motto.
It is, and it's the way we approach Chinese, for sure.
我们一步一步来。
Yeah. So let's take it from the top here. The first sentence is quite interesting. Let's take a look at it.
唉唉爬不动了。
So 爬不动。Now this is kind of an interesting piece of lexis. Tell us about this, Jenny.
爬不动了 means I don't have the physical ability or the energy to hike anymore.
Yes.
And the construction verb plus 不动 generally means you don't have the energy to carry on the action.
Okay.
And 不动 collocates with action verbs.
Good. So in this case, I can't climb anymore, which is
爬不动了。
What about I can't walk anymore?
走不动了。
I can't run anymore.
跑不动了。
There's the pattern.
And you can jokingly say 吃不动了。I'm so stuffed.
I can't.
I can't eat anymore.
Wow, there you go. Useful little pattern there. Right. Now, but here's a second very useful pattern here. And it's the use of when you're saying, but we've only been doing something. It's like the implication, obviously, this isn't much.
Yeah. 我们才爬了半个小时。我们才爬了半个小时。
Now, 半个小时 is obviously half an hour, as you know. But we've only been climbing for half an hour. How did that work?
我们才爬了半个小时。
Now, I think the key element here is 才。
对。
Right, second tone.
Means only.
Only.
Merely.
Merely, yeah.
对。
A mere 30 minutes.
才爬了。
Yes.
And 爬了 indicates it's a present continuous action.
Yes. We've only been climbing for half an hour.
That's a lot, God.
It depends on how steep, really. I mean, hike could be a very leisurely stroll, or it could be something more significant. So I guess it depends,
or how fit you are.
Indeed.
Oh, I was abused at the gym the other day.
You were?
Yeah. That story later.
Okay, later. Fine. Well, then what about the next sentence?
我很少爬山。我很少爬山。
So I don't do this very often. I don't do this hiking stuff very often. Okay. Well, you should really be doing more exercise.
你应该多运动。你应该多运动。
So, 应该 is a very useful phrase.
Yeah.
Meaning
should.
Should or ought to. The tones there are...
Two first tones.
Two first tones. Let's hear it again.
应该。应该
Right.
But I don't really like to hear 应该
Yeah.
It's more like people
it's
telling
kind of pressure.
You what to do.
Yeah, judging you.
你应该
你应该的
And in this case, the person is sort of being judgmental. The other doesn't exercise, doesn't 运动
Yeah, I mean, this it sounds to me to be slightly smug, doesn't it? You should do more exercise.
I guess that's a way of motivation.
Perhaps it is, or a way of just being judgmental. Anyway, we'll leave it up to you to decide. So,
greetings, everyone, and welcome to Chinese Pod Trivia. Our first question is, how long will it take you to become an intermediate Chinese speaker using the Chinese Pod app? Is it A, the rest of your life? B, you should already be an intermediate speaker? C, 3 months, or D, Chinese Pod has an app?
You should already be in.
Ooh, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, 3 months. That's right. Head over to ChinesePod.com now to register for your access to over 4,000 lessons. Get the Chinese Pod app now on Google Play or the App Store.
Now, so you should do more exercise. Let's hear that phrase.
你应该多运动。你应该多运动。
So, 多运动。This 多, of course, first tone, is very useful. It means
more.
Just more.
Plenty.
Yeah.
对。
Now, so you could do this, 你应该多, and you could change the verb.
Yep.
Right?
你应该多学习。
Yeah, you should study more.
Yeah. I've been hearing that a lot. Even now from my parents.
Really?
你应该多爬山。
You should climb more. Anything else?
You think you should be doing more.
我应该多睡觉。
多睡觉。多休息哈。
I should take, get more sleep. But anyway, hey, but I'm here.
一步一步来吧。Step by step.
Step by step sleeping?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay, so that was the last phrase. And let's hear it again, step by step.
一步一步来吧。
Yeah.
一步一步来吧。
So there's nothing particularly new in that, but I think it's just a nice little phrase the way it works.
Yes.
来吧。
And they're, since they're climbing the mountains, no pun intended.
Yes, literally. Okay, good. Let's listen to that 3 more times.
对话第一遍。
爬不动了。
我们才爬了半个小时。
我很少爬山。
你应该多运动。
一步一步来吧。
第二遍。
爬不动了。
我们才爬了半个小时。
我很少爬山。
你应该多运动。
一步一步来吧。
第三遍。
爬不动了。
我们才爬了半个小时。
我很少爬山。
你应该多运动。
一步一步来吧。
Okay, that's your hiking vocabulary there.
But I have to say, in Shanghai, there's very little chance you actually go 爬山.
Yeah,
not much mountain around.
There's a couple of hills.
蛇山, for example, yeah. Which is like 200 meters.
I went there the other day, actually.
It's beautiful.
It's very
but
nice.
Not much hiking to do.
No, it doesn't qualify as a mountain by any stretch. It's very, very flat around here.
Yeah, and also I went to 蛇山 the other day, and they started to charge admission fee. You have to pay 40 kuai to go up. I walked away.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, but there are lots and lots and lots of mountains in China. There are plenty of places where you can go, but it's just around here there isn't much. But anyway, we still hope this lesson was useful.
对.
That it gave you some insights. You didn't tell us what happened at the gym the other day.
Oh, the personal trainer was forcing me to buy sessions. They're like 200 kuai for 2 hours.
Really?
And I said, I don't want to buy. And he just kept pushing me and asking me, why do you not have enough money or you don't want to?
It sounds like the kind of person you don't want to wrestle with, though.
You know, I'm so scared. I haven't been back since.
Oh, that's bad. Okay, well, you tell me who he is, and I certainly won't go over there to sort him out or anything, but I'll just know who he is.
Thank you, Ken. Anyway.
Yes, so why don't you just stick to Pasha, and that will be a lot safer. Okay, make sure you don't get caught there, because we need you for tomorrow's lesson. Anyway.
好的。
All right, we gotta go. We'll see you guys later.
再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0907.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0907 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0907.